Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. And I wanted to read out of the book of Genesis. We're going to go all the way back to chapter 3 today. And I want to read verse 1 and then verse 4 and 5. It says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." Then we go a little bit down and it says, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Familiar passage, and you know here that obviously Satan had about 70% truth, about 30% lie, and that makes 100% untrue. And we know how he deceived and all those things. And but one of the lessons from this, as we go all the way back to the first sin, is that we are not to question the validity of the Word of God. We are not to doubt or question what God has said. And Satan put a doubt in Eve's mind on what God had said, that what God had said wasn't completely trustworthy. And the whole foundation of our Christian life is a trust in God's Word. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. Our very salvation depends on God's Word, believing it and trusting it and all those things. I was reading the other day, a man who was taking flying lessons related this story. He said, "My instructor was flying the aircraft and he had it banked to the left. And he then told me to close my eyes and to focus on my physical feelings. Then he said, I want you to concentrate on those feelings and tell me when you feel that the plane is no longer turning left, but is now flying straight and level." And this man said, "With my eyes still closed, I concentrated, and sure enough, I could feel the plane level out. My instructor told me to open my eyes, and to my complete surprise, we were still banked to the left, but we were banked even more to the left, almost totally turned on our side." And he said, "What was my instructor trying to teach me? And it was this: always trust your instruments, not your feelings." Always trust your instruments and not your feelings. You know, one of the tactics of Satan is to lead us astray by making us question the truth of the Word of God. You and I cannot go on how we feel about it. We have to go on faith that it is true. God's plan is simple. If and Satan's plan is simple. Satan's plan is this: if your faith in the Bible weakens, you are far more vulnerable to temptation. And Satan tells us to rely on our feelings rather than trusting God's declared truth. And you and I might not always understand everything in the Scripture, but we can fully and completely rely on the eternal Word of God. You might not understand it all, but you can trust it. And it is completely reliable, and it is trustworthy. Psalm 119, verse 89 says that God's Word is settled forever in heaven. You and I have got to be careful not to allow anything, be it a person, a philosophy, or even our own mind, to cause us to question God's Word and the truth of it. Feelings will deceive you, but God's truth will never lead you astray. So when you and I question Scripture, we increase our vulnerability. When we obey it, we increase our victory. Let me say that again. When we question Scripture, we increase our vulnerability. But when we obey it, we increase our victory. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning. We'll talk with you tomorrow here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.